Small businesses are grappling with the impact of these uncertain times and looking for resources. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create the first ever virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here, from keeping you connected while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to providing relevant content for businesses. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on radio.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski here. During these unprecedented times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Score reminds you to sanitize high-touch surfaces and avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Remember to wave or elbow bump instead of shaking hands and maintain at least 6 feet from others when possible. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is being brought to you by ComEd. Discover convenient ways to pay your ComEd bill at comed.com/pay. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
We're talking with legendary producer-director Jim Angio here on The Score. Whose idea was it, and when did you catch on to it with the talcum powder and making sure that the guys would either have costumes or being there for that shot as Michael comes across the scorer's table to get ready for the game?
Every day it was like, you know, we're not going to miss it. Don't worry. I said, Reds, we got it. We got it. Even if we do miss it live, we have it on tape that we can play it back 1,000 times. He goes, okay, I'm just letting you know. He was so excited about the dust-off because the dust-off was his thing. He was the guy that came up with those little sketches. He was the guy that came up with the surgical mask. He was the guy that came up with the umbrellas. He's the guy that came up with the gas masks. One day that broke up Jordan, I'll never forget, he brought the umbrellas, and the next day he says, and just what I'm doing, I got a cocktail umbrella. I'm going to put that out. And Jordan just all of a sudden he brings out this little cocktail umbrella, and Jordan's like, wait until these big umbrellas open up. And Jordan was just laughing and giggling just before tip-off, and that's just part of the shtick that went on, you know what I mean?
Make me a bicycle clown!
Been pretty crazy hearing all of the Michael Jordan stories that we've heard over the last 3 weeks, with the Last Dance documentary being out there, and that's going to continue today. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Here's what we have planned. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic is going to join me at 12:20. We're going to talk about your boy. We're going to talk about Mitchell Trubisky and talk about his fifth-year option not getting picked up. At 1 o'clock, Anthony Heron will join us, so we'll talk with him about some of the football stuff, maybe throw in some Last Dance stuff with him as well. The phone number is 312-644-6767. You can text the text zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, rosenhyundai.com, at 670-11 anytime throughout the show. It's Christopher Dickens back there taking your phone calls and cutting tape, and I heard Young Sean earlier today, and Herbie's the EP. So we got a lot to do. I want to talk a little bit about what we saw last night and discuss it with you, because you know, we were all sitting there watching the documentary, and I enjoyed episodes 5 and 6. And it's weird because every time they drop a couple episodes, I go, oh, I like that one better. Like, obviously 1 and 2 were to set things up. And now we're getting into it. What I found fascinating about last night was I was curious on how deep they were going to go into Jordan's gambling. How deep of a look were you going to take in a documentary that has Michael Jordan as one of the executive producers of it? And I got to tell you, I was impressed with the depth of discussion when it comes to Michael Jordan's gambling. Jason Goff said this on Twitter, and I thought that he had a really good line. If a family friend or a family member was talking to you about their gambling in the way that Jordan was talking about gambling, wouldn't you be like, oh, that guy has a problem? That guy has a gambling problem. So with him being in charge of this thing, I wasn't sure on whether or not they were going to get into it. And I'm curious to see what happens in episode 7 and 8, because obviously there is more to discuss on that front, because there are plenty of people who think that it played a role in Michael walking away from the game. They have done a good job of explaining that one of his issues, and maybe why we saw Michael walk away from the game, is that he was unhappy with the coverage that he was getting. And this is a guy whose coverage had been stellar, and now he was starting to see some pushback to the things that he was doing, that he needed to be more accountable in a lot of different areas. So I give the people who put this documentary together a lot of credit, because they are drifting into some territory that I was afraid they weren't going to drift into. So props to them for that. I as someone who grew up, I was born in 75, like, hearing the musical choices that they've made on this documentary has been unreal. They have done a great job of, I think, capturing the era in which Jordan played with the choices that they've made. And I know that I am bobbing my head and yelling at the TV when I hear some of the joints that they pop up on this thing. Like, hearing Special Ed, I Got It Made last night, just put me on 10 watching it. The Kobe thing was really interesting too, watching them talk about the combination, the way that those guys interacted with each other. And you're seeing Michael Jordan talk about the, what did he call him, the young Laker, or the Laker kid, hearing him talk about the Laker kid, and kind of in a dismissive way early on, but then showing a more big brothery type style in dealing with Kobe and wanting to mentor Kobe. It's interesting to watch Michael Jordan and seeing all facets of his personality. And we're seeing some that are a little bit more dominant than others. Like, he's definitely petty and angry. And he's still angry about Isaiah. And I'm glad that he has expressed himself. I'm also really glad, and I was having this discussion, I was on Sports Talk Live last week, and one of the questions that came up was, you know, did Michael Jordan keep Isaiah Thomas out of the Dream Team? Of course he did. But he wasn't the only one. Zeke had an enemies list, man. And that enemies list is long. You look at the guys that were on that Dream Team, and it didn't matter that Chuck Daly was coaching it. It didn't matter that Magic was his boy. Magic understood which way the wind was blowing and knew that there was beef, that whether it was Pippen, Jordan, Bird, Barkley, there are a lot of people on that team that didn't want anything to do with Isaiah Thomas. And you don't have to say it. Like, Jordan doesn't have to go to anyone at USA Basketball and say it. They all knew, and that's why they kept him out. So you're seeing his petty. You're seeing some of that. You're seeing his anger. You're seeing all the things that drove him and his approach to life and his approach to the game. But it was nice that you got to see some of those moments with Kobe. And Kobe kind of putting an end to who's better, me or MJ, by saying, I got all the stuff from him, so it's him. You don't have to dig any deeper. I do think a deeper discussion could be had on, if we're talking about the GOAT, we kind of jump over Magic Johnson too often. And obviously people just forget about Kareem. But Kobe made it really clear that if you are ranking, then the ranking Jordan ranks above him. Speaking of Kobe Bryant, I had Tim Grover on the show on Friday, and we had a really, really good chat. Like, it was really inspirational, and it was exactly what I expected, informational. You got a lot of good info out of Tim Grover when he stopped by the show. One of the things that I wanted to know about, considering that Grover also trained Kobe Bryant, was how those two guys were similar and how they were different.
Well, from a mindset standpoint, they were very, very similar. Very, very similar. So what I would say is, Michael, he would give you a task. Like, he would say, I want to get stronger. I need to strengthen my ankles. You know, I need something to eat so I feel better after the game so I can recover. And he would just, and you would just do it. And he didn't want to know the complexity of it. Just like, all right, he wanted the end result. Kobe, you had to explain every single detail to. So he wanted to know why we were doing this many reps, what this exercise is for, why am I eating this, why do you have me working out at this time, why is it this? He wanted to know everything. Now, Michael, every now and then, would shoot out a question, say, hey, why are you doing this? And you better have an answer for him there. Kobe wanted to know every single detail. And the one thing I always did with these individuals is, if I didn't know it, I didn't try to BS them. I would say, I'll give you the answer tomorrow. And I would reach out to people who are smarter than me, and I would say, hey, listen, this is the question that's arise. What are your thoughts on it? And they would give me the feedback, and then I would go tell them. And that's the one thing. That's one of the reasons I've always been successful in what I've done. I've never been the smartest person in the room.
So that was Tim Grover yesterday, him talking about those two guys, and it's fun to kind of compare and contrast. And you can tell that for Kobe, Michael was a template that he was using to further what he wanted to do in his career. So I thought that was cool. Herbie, you ever pitch pennies?
Like, actual?
Yeah, you ever pitch pennies? Oh. Not pinch, pitch.
No.
So I was laughing because watching Jordan gamble, they were pitching quarters. But growing up in Roseland, like, we used to pitch pennies all the time. So I was laughing while watching that. I was also laughing because of the security guard. Like, he reminded me of the character Bob from Martin. Like, that made me laugh too. And that guy was with Jordan for forever. And you start to get the back, like, someone that pops up on the screen like that, like, you go, well, wait, who is that guy and why is he out here like this? And you find out that this guy worked in narcotics, like, as a police officer back in the 70s. So Jordan had himself a good little crew of people around him. But and the guy's name, if you were wondering, his name was Michael Wozniak. The guy that looked like he had ultra perm, white guy that had like ultra perm. It's that type of, that's what I love about this documentary. All of the stuff that we see that we would have never been able to see if it weren't released. Like, that type of stuff is amazing. And to see the lengths to which Michael Jordan would go to gamble. Like, he bet on anything. He absolutely bet on anything. I was listening to this morning, I was checking out the Bulls Talk podcast, and Jason's been hosting it and been doing a great job. So it's Jason and Kendall Gill, Casey Johnson. They were talking, and Kendall told a story about inviting Jordan over to his house. They're playing cards. They're playing a game called Tonk and taking Jordan's money. And that Jordan wouldn't leave until he got back even. And Kendall was saying how, like, I wanted Jordan out of my house. He was just getting on my nerve. Like, why are we still up? Like, why are we still doing this? To think about that, I want the greatest player ever to leave my house. Like, get out of my house because you are bothering me with all of this nonsense. But this amount of access that we're getting to Jordan through this is crazy. And that access really does, it really does allow us to see him from multiple vantage points. That's crazy. Crazy. All right, we need to take a break. There was a significant football story that took place this weekend. And it was Mitchell Trubisky's fifth-year option not being picked up by the Bears. I want to talk about that, and I thought that Kevin Fishbane would be a perfect guy to do it, especially since he wrote a whole piece on The Athletic about it. We're going to talk about what does it mean. Well, what should we take away from the fact that they didn't pick up his fifth-year option? And when you look at the quarterbacks whose fifth-year options haven't been picked up, it's not great for Mitch, but it might be good for you. We'll talk about that next here on The Score.
On April 20th, The Score marked the fifth anniversary of the passing of Score teammate and Bears legend Doug Buffone. Tonight at 6, listen in as The Score remembers Doug Buffone with a very special one-hour tribute.
He had a hug. He had a handshake. I don't care who you were or what it was. And that was Doug.
Five, 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 Big Doug.
Sit back and listen as the Score staff relives their favorite Doug stories.
They take one of the lockers and they pull it out, and there is a dead rat behind the locker. And Buckus was convinced it was Doug's feet.
Doug, after saying that, to say, and if you use that term one more time, I'm going to come around this desk and I'm going to break your neck.
And I said, uh-oh, there's something on my chest. I look up, ah! I scream. I thought it was a rat. It was a raccoon.
The Score's special one-hour tribute to Doug Buffone. Tonight at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station.
Culler couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a banjo.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. Last week, I was preaching patience as NASCAR geared up to restart its engines later this month, but now I need real sports as soon as possible. The change of heart comes from hopefully hitting rock bottom when it comes to watching replacement sports over the weekend. I saw a CGI Secretariat surge late to defeat a special effects Seattle slew to win a virtual Kentucky Derby featuring all 13 Triple Crown horses. And that was after the 2019 Cherry Pit Spitting Championship. It was won last year by Kevin Boomerang Bartz. A gentleman nicknamed Pellet Gun finished a disappointing third. So get me that NASCAR race or Korean baseball or the charity golf event the PGA Tour announced this morning. I'm in bad shape. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Hi, let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Small businesses are grappling with the impact of these uncertain times and looking for resources. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create the first-ever virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here, from keeping you connected while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to providing relevant content for businesses. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on radio.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
During this time of change, ZipRecruiter's focus hasn't changed. They're still doing what they've always done, helping people find work and helping businesses find the right people for their open roles. If you're looking for a job, ZipRecruiter is working with you to find the right job faster. They are dedicated to helping you get hired. From caretaking to delivering food and goods to building medical facilities, supplying protective equipment, and so much more. In fact, ZipRecruiter's app will send you up-to-date job openings so you can be one of the first to apply. And if you're actively hiring, ZipRecruiter will invite candidates to apply to your most urgent roles, making it faster and easier to reach the people you need. By connecting people who need jobs and companies that need people, ZipRecruiter is working with all of us so we can keep moving forward. Let's work together. ZipRecruiter.com/work together.
The backyard is back. a place to get a breath of fresh air and get together with the family. The Home Depot is here to help you create the backyard you've always wanted. With premium, low-maintenance composite decking and fencing from brands like Trex, Fiberon, TimberTech, and Varel.